Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back, everyone. I'm so glad you're here joining us today as we talk with Kay Boston from Christian Center Shreveport. And we are here wanting to learn more about her story. I hope you guys are sitting on pins and needles wondering how. Here she's left with two babies in diapers, lost the ministry, has had several miscarriages, and all the confusion that happened there with what God healing her womb, but yet still losing babies. And now here she is with two babies in diapers and standing alone and being angry and pushing him away. It's okay. How did you get from that place deciding, okay, I got to go to work and move through your life to be able to come back to him? How did that happen? How long did you stay in that distant relationship?
It was too long. It was quite a while that I kept him at arm's length. I can really say that it was the persistence and faithfulness of the Lord. It was just, I remember telling a friend one time, he is like a bloodhound. You know, he has my scent and will not stop in his pursuit. I mean, he did. He is the faithful Father, you know. If I understand the leaving the 99 sheep to go in search of that one, because that one is in trouble, and I was that one. It was his pursuit, God's love that pursued me, that brought me back, I guess, to my senses, you would say, brought me back to trusting him. But you have to unveil the lie, first of all. You have to be willing to own your part of it. You know, I'm the one that pushed him away. He never left or forsook me. You have to be able to own your part. You have to be willing to hear what the Holy Spirit would tell you now so that you can be healed. And part of owning my part was trying to understand, like what you've asked me, what was present that allowed that kind of anger, you know, that
for someone allowed, who knew him so well.
And still knew he was there. And still knew that he spoke and still knew that he moved. Like I said about the, you know, provision when I was in so angry, you know, at him. But what was the stronghold? You know, you finally have to start allowing the Holy Spirit and listening, allowing him to show you and listening. I remember the day that I asked him, what word did the enemy plant in me that caused me to stay in this position so long? And I didn't even know why I phrased the question that way, but it just came out of the Holy Spirit dealing with me. And so when I asked him, what is the word that he planted so deep in my soul that kept me in this position? And his answer was immediate. And it was the word discarded.
That's a
powerful
word.
The belief that somehow I've been weighed in the balance and found wanting. And yes, all of this wonderful has happened and all of this horrible has happened. And because of my reaction to it, I have been discarded.
Now, in some ways, at this discardedness, because I know a little bit of your story, it didn't only send you away from God, you pushed God away. you also pushed church away.
Oh, absolutely. Because church was not a safe place for me. You know, it wasn't even safe when I initially attempted, to be a part of church. This was this was the hyper faith time and the hyper, whatever.
Name it, claim it.
Name it, claim it, and whatever happened to you, it was your fault.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that you had some reinforcing theological teaching. It just wasn't safe.
None of where you're at right now is not my fault.
Yeah, this is not helping. It only reinforced the lie of being discarded. I had one stream in the desert, so to speak, that helped me, that kept me holding on. And I will forever be grateful to this, this man of God. And it was Pastor Jack Hayford. I've never met him. I've never sat under his ministry. But during this period, that one stream in the desert, every Sunday night at 6:30, without fail, with my Bible and a notebook, I turned on TBN and sat and listened to his show, The Spirit-Filled Life.
Mm. So somewhere in there is still this little
There's a hunger to know.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, something that God keeps in his pursuit. He keeps, and the Holy Spirit keeps that stirred up.
Yeah.
You know, to know the truth, to know,
make sense.
To make sense of this and to return to trust, even though, at this point I'm thinking, well, I can trust it. Even if I trust him, I'm still discarded as far as service and as far as
missions,
as far as anything that I can offer him, I'm discarded. I'm again weighed in the balance and found wanting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to let the Holy Spirit begin to uncover the lies of the enemy.
Wow.
Because that becomes the stronghold that will keep you, people in strongholds today, whatever that stronghold is, there are lies of the enemy that are keeping you in that stronghold. And until you're willing to address your part, not other people's part, not whatever injuries or whatever, until you're willing to address your part and allow the Holy Spirit, begin to ask those questions, allow the Holy Spirit to show you and to deal with you over the lies that are keeping you from doing what the Bible says that we can do because of the blood of Jesus. The Bible, his word tells us that we can enter into his rest. Well, I wasn't at rest. I was the furthest you could probably get from the rest of God. But the Bible tells us that we can enter into that rest. And from that position, we can go boldly before the Father to the throne of grace and ask what we need. Are you serious? The discarded ones can't. You see? So you have to begin to ask those questions. You have to be back in the Word. You have to return to the Word. The Word is the only thing that can transform you and bring light to the lie.
I don't want people to think that this happened like within a month's time.
Oh, it was years.
Years and years and years and years went by.
Like, exactly.
Kay did the wandering in the desert. So the day that you hear discarded, how did that begin to change you?
Once the lie is unveiled, once Jesus unveils the lie, now you have something to take to him. You have something to deal with him and the Spirit of God, to begin to unveil the layers of that and to see that it is a lie. And because it's a lie and not the truth, then that enables the Spirit of God to even more stir a desire for the truth in you. And again, that's going to take you to the Word. It's always going to take you to the transforming power of the Word of God. That's what He does. That's what the teacher, why He was given to us. You know, Jesus said, when He comes, He'll teach you all things whatsoever I have said. Well, that is the only thing that's going to free you from the lie that the enemy is holding in over you, is what Jesus has said. And that's the truth. You know, you have to begin to embrace that at the truth. Now, following that, there was a moment where Jesus met with me. You had invited me actually to a women's retreat. We went to Arkansas.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember.
I remember
that
going,
particular,
yeah.
Yeah, weekend. But I remember sharing with you, and this is right before I got that word, you know. And the Lord just, in the praise, I had a desire. I would go to these retreats. I would sing. I would, but it just, you know, it's like one step forward, two steps back. You know, yeah. The lie would hit you, and you would just be, you know, back in the same quandary. But I remember that retreat. It wasn't like a vision. It was just like seeing with my eyes shut, and I just saw. And I saw Jesus coming to this tomb that had the big rock, you know how they had the big rocks in front of the tombs. And I saw Jesus walking up to this tomb. And, you know, I'm thinking it's a Lazarus story. And to my shock, while my eyes were open, He called out my name.
Wow.
And I saw the rock roll away. And I saw this figure bound.
Wow.
Stumbling out of this tomb. But He had called my name.
Called your name out of that tomb.
And that's, you know, it was time. It was the Holy Spirit's time to get rid of the grave clothes. But I had to know the lie.
Enough.
And I had to, that pursuit, I had to know, you know, then the Holy Spirit was able to unveil the lie that had kept me.
Wow.
From the full pursuit and confidence that the Lord wanted me to have, clearly in His Word. He wants each of us to have. He wants us to come to Him boldly for whatever we need.
Absolutely. So here, you're beginning to hear the story of her process of coming back unto the Lord. So this is just the beginning of her coming out of the tomb, becoming alive again in Him. So you guys are going to want to really stay tuned to hear the ending of her story. And of course, it's not really the ending. It's just a continuation of the story that will continue. But you will want to hear how she managed to come back and how the Lord slowly brought her back into that place. So thank you guys for staying tuned. I look forward to us talking and meeting again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.